The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. They are one of the oldest arts organizations in the entire Omaha metro area. They are called the Omaha Community Playhouse. And usually we're going to talk about a show. Today, we're going to talk about all of them for season 102. The 26-27 season has been announced at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and Artistic Director Vincent Orduña joins me today to tell us all about it. Vincent, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Mike.
You've got plays going right now, so when does the new season start?
Our new season starts officially September 11th of 2026.
So today, we get a preview with you on what is truly your first fully programmed season. You and Brandon Box Higdom able to put your heads together, and you came up with the whole season. How did that process go? You know, the first time the two of you have the wheel of the bus.
Actually, it's been really great. I mean, there were a lot of surprises, even for me. The Playhouse has a fantastic system in place to make sure that there's some community engagement. We have a play reading committee. That is a committee made up of community volunteers, board members, and staff that meets for about 6 months, and we read several titles, mostly curated by Brandon and myself, and we go back and forth about what shows fit. This year, we decided to go with a theme, and the theme being community is home, since Brandon and I are both sort of coming back to Omaha. And we read several plays, several musicals, and landed on this season. We also had a really cool thing happen. Because of the Playhouse's status in the state and on the national stage, Music Theater International actually offered us three titles as Omaha premieres. I am very excited to share that with the community.
Oh, that's very interesting that it's just not a matter of, you know what, I love these five shows. We're going to do those. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people involved.
Absolutely. We are truly a community effort.
What's in store for us this year starting September 11th of 2026?
Well, starting September 11th is our first Omaha premiere, which is the Pulitzer Prize winning Come From Away, which is a wonderful story about there's an airport in Newfoundland where during September 11th, when the towers fell, all of the planes that couldn't come into American airspace were forced to land on this little island. And it's all about the people in that community that embraced something like 3,000 international travelers, took them in and took care of them while the crisis was going on.
Oh, wow.
It's an incredible musical. It's very uplifting. And it will premiere here at the Playhouse on the 25th anniversary of September 11th.
Wow. Oh, that's huge. What's next on the docket?
Next on the docket is Evil Dead the Musical, which will be our Halloween offering. It's an incredibly campy show that sort of leans into the old 80s Bruce Campbell movie. There'll be zombies, there'll be a splatter zone, there'll be an incredible rock score, and it should give us some good Halloween fun.
If that doesn't say a good night of entertainment, I don't know what does. I mean, just add a Pinot Noir, and I think you've got a whole date going on here.
Absolutely.
And then following that, I'm stunned to see A Christmas Carol. And actually, I kid, this will be the 51st year of A Christmas Carol at Omaha Community Playhouse. And quite frankly, you know, if there's no Christmas Carol, you might as well take away Santa Claus too, right?
Absolutely. And this year, Brandon Box Higdom will be stepping into the helm, which is a really bittersweet moment for him. I know he worked on the show when it was with Caravan on the tours. Then our next show is another Omaha premiere, Dear Evan Hansen. And then we have Pride and Prejudice, Kate Hamill's adaptation. So it's sort of a contemporary retelling of that incredible classic. It's very fast-paced. It's very witty. And then following that, we have a bit of a classic, Into the Woods, which is the Sondheim piece. I was surprised to find out that the Playhouse has never done it as a community musical before. So we're super excited. Following that, we have a comedy classic, Noises Off. For those people who love the play that goes wrong, Noises Off is sort of the grandparent of that. Our next show is called The Roommate. It's a two-person show about two women in their third act of life who end up living together in Des Moines, Iowa. One's a New Yorker, the other is a local, and it's all about how they move through their world in that last segment of their life. It's hilarious. The tagline from the publishing company is, "The Odd Couple Meets Breaking Bad," which I thought was so intriguing. And it really is a laugh riot. And I'm very excited because it will give some of our more seasoned actresses an opportunity to come out and still tell their stories. And then our last show of the season is our third and final premiere in Omaha, which is Mean Girls, the Tina Fey classic. And we're super excited to sort of bring that to life.
Wow. Well, sounds like a wonderful season in store for us. It's the 102nd season at the Omaha Community Playhouse. And my guest today has been Vincent Orduña. He's the artistic director of the Omaha Community Playhouse. Vincent, congratulations on a wonderful season. Your first full season at the helm. Break every leg you have.
Thank you so much, Mike.